Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone from around the world and the audience right now that's here in our studio to Motivational Monday on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and I'm glad that you're here to hear a special program that we have prepared just for you. Today we're going to talk about the secrets of success. I'm going to share with you my secrets of success in my business. But first, before I get into that topic, we would like to thank everyone, all of our fans, all of our listeners, who's been sending in emails to our office telling us how much they appreciate Your Turning Point and these motivational segments, because it's very important, you know, to receive motivation, because, you know, a lot of times we are so caught up in the day-to-day routine. Everything gets, by rote. Everything continues to go on the same way. And when you hear an exciting idea or something that just draws you and causes you to go a little further than what you currently are, you know, it motivates you to do something different, to try something different. And several of you have emailed us and let us know, you know, how these broadcasts have impacted your life. And we just want to say thank you for sharing those things with us, because we like to hear when people's lives change, you know, for the better, when we make an impact in someone's life to continue a fight or to ignite a fire so they could go further and explore different opportunities. And these are some of the things that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, like I said, the secret. I'm going to share with you the secret, one of the secrets to success in Turning Point Enrichment. Your Turning Point, as a matter of fact, is one of the companies, one of the businesses under Turning Point Enrichment, where we broadcast every Monday morning, Motivational Monday, and it's very important, you know, to start your week off on a good note. So I'm going to share with you and show you several tips that will keep the fire burning, not only within you, but also keep your staff motivated to explore further opportunities. And I love the people that work with me, work alongside of me, those that, you know, reach out to explore other opportunities and to bring differences in what we are currently doing. And I love those people. I mean, they are super. They are super. And I hope that you experience the same thing in your business. But we're going to talk about momentum today. Momentum, energy unleashed. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's your business, whether it's a project you're working on, or your team. Momentum is you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, whatever it may be. Because if you go in there like, well, you know, ho-hum, guess what? That's how everything will flow throughout the day. That's how everything will flow, whether it's throughout the day, whether it's a project you're working on, or whether it's your team. They're going to follow the momentum that you set. Momentum has to be high energy, you know. Energize yourself, no matter how you're feeling, no matter, you know, what's going on. You have to find the energy to set the momentum for, like I said, your business, the project you're working on, and the team. You have to come out of yourself and see the big picture. You know, that's why we do these Motivational Mondays, because after a long weekend, sometimes we just don't feel like it. I mean, that's a human thing, right? You just don't feel like it. But you have to set a momentum. Always remember that. If you want things to flow, because your day will drag if you don't set that momentum, high energy every conference that we do, every book that is written, every seminar, every workshop, every program that's produced, anything that is written, we have to set a momentum. And I always do. I set this momentum because the energy, I understand, comes out of me. If I'm not energized about it, the business won't be energized, my team won't be energized, nor will the project be energized. Anything that you plan, you have to set that energy for. You know, a couple of weeks ago, some of you may have even been on the line with us when we had, or in the audience, our book launching project. We launched a book, and we had a studio full of people. But why were those people there? Those people were there because they had got caught up in the momentum of the advertising, of the promotion, of, you know, just wanting to be there. And we had a grand time. Everybody was excited. Everybody started sharing. Everybody started pouring out. It was a beautiful thing to see. You know, it goes beyond us into somebody else's life because we're here to make a difference. And that's what Turning Point Enrichment is all about. We're here to make a difference. So that's my secret to success. Momentum. Setting that momentum of high energy. No matter what. No matter what's going on. No matter what is, you know, currently happening in the business, you know, with in another leg of the business. I set a high momentum. And the momentum high by pouring that energy. And, you know, the energy comes from within you. You have to find that spot of energy. And what I mean by that energy and that spot of energy, what makes you excited? What causes you to flourish? What causes you to blossom when you hear it? And that goes back to what? The vision. What is your vision? What is your purpose? What are you trying to get across? You have to become one with that vision. One with your purpose, what you're trying to get across. And it will excite you each and every time. Each and every time. You can never forget about your vision. So that's something that, you know, it should be written down somewhere, and you go back and you read it. You go back and you rehearse it. You go back and you tweak it. You go back and you look at it. So it does not become, oh, well, I got to do this. It doesn't become a bore. It doesn't become a boring subject. You got to reconnect yourself. When you reconnect yourself, you'll see a big change in the flow of your business, of your team, and that project. When you set the momentum, a high momentum, it causes your spirit to rise. It causes your spirit to rise. You get all excited. Like I said, you get all excited again. You get all energized. You get that fire that's burning on the inside of you. It propels you to face challenges. There's challenges every day that we meet, but we overcome those challenges because we believe that we could do it. That's another thing. You believe that you could do it no matter what. No matter what the fact may say, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what people may tell you, as long as you believe, you could overcome that challenge. You could overcome that situation. You could overcome that roadblock. Whether you go over that roadblock or around that roadblock, you will become an overcomer. And just by, you know, overcoming, that will, you know, set it up even higher, that momentum up even higher. When your momentum is high, nothing is impossible to you, no matter what. No matter what. Now you're looking for the next opportunity. You're looking for the next opportunity, no matter what people say, like I said. No matter what the facts say. Now you're looking for another opportunity because now you have conquered one thing. Now you're looking to conquer something else. And that's a great motivation right there. You see yourself as a conqueror. Now, sometimes when we're working so hard, sometimes I take a break with my team. And this is something that you should do also. It's not always work, work, work. You have to have fun. You see, every seminar I produce, every conference, whether it's a workshop, whether it's book launching, whatever it may be, I always think it's fun. So it's not just work. The people enjoy it. My team, they enjoy it. Because it gives them something to look forward to. Their ideas start, you know, coming to life where they may do something that I haven't even thought about. And they'll ask me, you know, Gertrude, you think I should do this? How about this idea? And I say, go for it. You know, by making it exciting and not always work, 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 you have to look at it this way because you're supposed to enjoy your business. You're supposed to enjoy the project you're working on. You're supposed to enjoy working with your team. And by doing that, it knits us even closer together. Where my team, you know, and a lot of them are my family, but there are other ones who are not. I see everybody as family. So when we do something, we invite all of those people, whether it's our volunteers or our staff. And they have an awesome time. You know, whether we have a gathering that we plan, we have food, we have fun, we have fellowship. No matter what, every workshop, every seminar, every conference, every book launching event, whatever it may be. And I reward them. You know, that's another thing I do. I reward them. I give them a little something to continue to motivate them. And I'm not talking about, you know, how would I say this, besides money, okay? It's not always about money, but pick a little, like a card or a little gift up and reward those people that are working with you, your staff, your team, and show them that you appreciate them. And that sets the momentum even higher. Everybody likes to be appreciated. Everybody likes to know that they're needed. Everybody likes to know that it's not a one person thing, but it's a team effort to work on these things, and everybody has a part in it. It's so very important. Momentum is one of the keys, I'm telling you, to the success of Turning Point Enrichment. We celebrate accomplishments, no matter how small, no matter how big, we celebrate accomplishments. And we don't wait till it's the big accomplishment. We celebrate accomplishments along the way. We launch products or projects. We like these big launching parties. And like I said, we invite people to come be a part of it. You know, we invite people in the audience to come be a part of what we're doing. And you'll never fail. You'll never fail. So remember this, momentum, energy unleashed, no matter if it's your business, your project, or your team. Remember to keep your momentum high because as an entrepreneur, as that business owner, you're the one who's responsible for the longevity of your business. So with that being said, we come to the end of our program. Write us and let us know how much you enjoy your Turning Point. Until next week, I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. This is your time. This is your season. This is your Turning Point. Have a prosperous week.